Thank you for tuning in on Partner Hero's official podcast support chatter. This podcast is dedicated to the support community and the many topics revolving around the support business. Partner Hero, people without borders, without limits.
Hello everyone, this is Larissa Aguirre.
And I'm Daniel Hernandez.
I never get tired of that intro, you know. Each time I listen to it, I love it.
It's great, right?
Welcome to our episode. Today we have another special guest. Our very own Gabriela Moreira is here with us. She is our international recruiter here at Partner Hero. She has been in the company for how long already?
2 years already.
Oh my goodness, that's just great. 2 years. That's so great. So you first started with one of our bigger programs, Udemy, working directly with support. Was it for students or instructors?
Actually, I was hired for, it was at the time a new role.
You had social media and all of that.
So I was doing like social media, Facebook, and kind of like Twitter and their Facebook page as well. And I was approving like the courses on Udemy. And yeah, I did that for like a year and a half. And then this opportunity arose. And
awesome.
Here I am.
That's great.
And you're great at it, by the way.
Yes, Thank you.
I've had the chance to work with you already recently, and we had an amazing process towards hiring someone. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
So speaking about hiring, today's topic is recruiting for a global company, something that many of us can relate to since we work in support. We work in different areas of the world, and remote teams are starting to grow more and more each time. Now companies are starting to be global from the get-go. So knowing how to recruit for a global company is definitely an asset to have in a company like this.
Oh, yes. And it's funny because in Partner Hero, at first, there was only one partner with like international teams or remote teams. And right now we have like more partners that are looking for people like internationally.
A lot more,
like,
right?
Yeah. So the market, like the global market, is really growing and it's being a challenge, to be honest.
I bet.
Because it's like, it's different for you to understand the different markets, different countries, people expect different things. So you really have to research not only about what a role is in that country, but you also have to know like, kind of like, how is the culture in the country, how people deal with others, you know? So this is very a challenge, and but it's nice, you know, because you understand more about other cultures and other people, so I like it.
I think you're the perfect person for it, just because of your personality.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So tell us a bit more about your journey throughout PH. What has this role been like for you so far?
Well, like I said, it's been challenging, but because I really like to work with people, and when you're doing recruitment, you're interviewing like different people, and right now I have the experience not to only to recruit like outside Honduras, but I'm also recruiting in Honduras so I can understand a little bit better about the company, because we have, I mean, our biggest hub is in Honduras. And I've learned like a lot of things. I've learned that even though you think you know a culture, hiring in that country can be different, because the markets change. I've learned that Google, like you research on Google, but it's better if you talk to people about things. Yep. Because not always Google's right, you know, especially because right now everything like in the world, it's so fast and it changes a lot. So yeah, it's challenging, but it's nice because I get to deal with so many people every day and talk a lot. I love talking.
That's great. That works for our benefit. Yes. So what would you say, for example, is this the first time you come here to Honduras?
Yeah, it's the first time. Actually, so when I was hired, I had the opportunity to come here, but for personal reasons, I couldn't. So after 2 years, we thought it was like the time, especially because right now I'm helping a lot in Honduras with the recruitment. And yeah, it's been great to understand like what people think about recruitment and what people expect, like the hiring managers expect when they ask me for, they request for somebody like new, a new associate. So I'm finding a lot of similarities with Brazil, to be honest. Like I'm from Brazil, so I'm finding a lot of similarities, the way that people work and the profile that we hire, you know. So people need to have like great English skills. In Honduras, everyone has like, it's better than in Brazil, to be honest. But
yay, Honduras.
But I also find that people, the way people develop themselves also in the roles, it's also similar. So I expect to find like similar profiles, like the way we give feedback and receive feedback is different, like I think kind of like in Latin countries. So we need to coach people into that. I also find that people here in Honduras are more open to, like, because I've visited other hubs and visited like other countries, we are very open, we're like Latins and we like to talk, we like to hug. So I also take this into account when I'm recruiting, you know, for each program and also for what is lacking in the program. So if there's like five associates that are very extrovert, maybe I shouldn't, you know, like look for somebody that's introvert just to give a little balance. So yeah, this.
Do you keep these reservations to yourself? Like these, the things you're able to identify about someone's personalities, do you usually like tell the hiring manager about this, or do you let them figure it out on their own when they're interviewing the person, or what?
No, I usually tell. I mean, I try to gather as much information about a person as possible, because then the other interview, so let's say there's like a second interview, can be more fluid, and the manager can gather like other information, like not only soft skills, but hey, do you know how to work with this tool or that tool? But I also think hiring managers should, I don't know, also look for this, you know, for this balance. And sometimes we tend to look for people that are very much like us. And this is a very big challenge when you hire like in another country. Because imagine you hiring a German, it's not going to be the same as you hiring a Honduran. Yeah. So you need also to be aware of like, hey, I need to maybe find a person who complements me. It's not the same as myself, you know, just to give you this balance. This is a big challenge.
I imagine that you have to sync with people and do a lot of research and reading when you're tailoring an interview to recruit someone in other countries, right? Is this like a shared knowledge? Do you have like a group of people that you go to besides your hiring manager to find information about cultures or people in other countries and stuff?
Yeah, like fortunately, I've lived in several countries. So even outside the company, I sometimes when I'm doing research, let's say we open a new market, I reach out to my friends, like personal friends, to ask, hey, how's the market for, I don't know, engineering or customer support here, you know, just to have like an idea of how it is. And of course, I sync with hiring managers, but I try to gather as much information about not only the job, but the profile that the person is, the hiring manager is looking for, so I can find the best people. Yeah. And I think it's kind of working so far.
Let's say, so this is the first time you've been here. Would you say that, for example, some of the first initial perceptions you had from us, even though you hadn't been fully immersed here and actually living in the culture and being surrounded by it, do you think you had an accurate depiction of what Hondurans were like? Or were you perhaps mistaken in certain things?
I've been in the company for 2 years, so there are people that I've been working for so long that I felt it was just like, oh, my friend, I saw you yesterday.
Right. That's so nice, though.
But I didn't, to be honest, I didn't expect us to be like, the cultures to be so similar. You know, like, you make friendship, like, very easily, mm-hmm. and I didn't expect that. So I think in this way, I was kind of, like, wrong. I didn't expect the welcome to be so warm. It has been like very, very nice, the experience to be here. Yeah, but I mean, I'm feeling at home, to be honest. So I know that since it was good that I had this opportunity to hire for Honduras before I came here too, because I had like more contact, not only with the people that I was working for and working with, but I could have contact with different people and candidates. So, you know, like they're not immersed in the Partner Heroes culture, so they are like, it's not maybe what you expect them to be, but yeah, so it's been great. And yeah, I love Honduras.
Aww, thank
that's
you.
Great,
we love having you here.
Totally.
I want to ask you a bit more furthering about, you know, the different cultures. You've also had the chance to be in our Germany hub, haven't you?
Yes.
Would you say that that's really different in comparison? Because I know that hiring definitely is different when it comes to hiring people over there. But what about the misconceptions or like perceived image that you had of people over there before you had the chance to go?
The thing is that in Berlin, we have a very multicultural city. It's there's people like from all over Europe. Yes. And it's very different. Like we have, and in our hub, we have like people from Australia, we have people from Italy, Poland, Japan. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we have like all people from all cultures, and we have Germans too. So we have people from all cultures. So I think the challenge, and specifically in Berlin, is actually to gather all this culture, like having all these cultures together, and I don't know, handling them, you know, in a way that everyone feels comfortable. Mm-hmm. And hiring for this is, Berlin is a very nice place to hire because, like I said, there's like all kinds of people, all people from all different backgrounds, but to put them in an office like together, you know, this is the challenge, to be honest. Like when they arrive and then they do like the onboarding, and I don't know, it's not so office centered. It's more,
okay,
yeah, it's different than here in Honduras.
All right.
Which is different than remote too, because we have the Berlin hub and we have the Honduras hub, but we also have people working from home, which is totally a different approach.
Oh yeah.
Because how to hire, it's, I think it's also kind of easier than how to manage people working from home, because you don't have that, you know, like the manager.
Like the presence.
Exactly.
You don't have that presence. Makes sense.
And yeah, this is one of the challenges, because in the end, like recruiting and hiring, it's about relationships, how you, you know, like you talk to a candidate and then the experience he has with you, it's going to be passed on to the onboarding experience and then passed on to the actual like training and working. So you really need to know how to deal with people, different people. I always like to say that.
How do you build a relationship with that person that you're interviewing remotely? Not someone, let's say if you're in the Berlin hub or in the San Pedro Sula hub in Honduras. If you're hiring someone remotely, let's say from Turkey or somewhere where we don't have a hub, like how do you build a relationship for that person to feel comfortable and to start, like, you know, the whole process for them to start working with us?
Well, in the beginning, to be honest, it was hard because Partner Hero, I think we didn't have that established. We didn't have that many remotes working for us. So it was kind of, I was the third remote hired by Partner Wow. Hero. Yeah, so it was like 2 years ago, and I didn't know exactly what to expect to, and to be honest, was like, oh, let's give it a chance, you know?
Okay.
And but right now we have like established brand, we have people, we have faces to show, you know, in our website. If you True. Go there, you have faces, you have people, you have cases, you know, so people feel more comfortable. So the branding is a very like important thing, but also communicating. Like, you shouldn't leave a candidate without any candidate. It's not only remote, but especially remotes, you need to communicate a lot and, you know, make them like, hey, we're analyzing your case, we're analyzing your CV, and give them like updates so that they don't feel like lost. Like, they're at their home, you know?
Yeah.
So they're expecting something from you. They're not like, there's not an office that they can go to and say, hey, what about my application? So you need to communicate a lot with them. And I think recruiters should be friendly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that we're not looking, when you interview someone or you screen someone, we're not looking to fail that person. You're looking to hire that person. So
of course.
Always try to look for the highlights of the person.
Yeah,
anyone can be developed, you know, like if this person, like, oh, this person would be great, you know, joining the company. But there's like this small thing. Let's give it a try. We can always develop some things.
Of course. So the only means of communication that you have or that you use is email? Like when you say that you want to like contact this person or contact this possible candidate and keep him or her in the loop, as in the process, like it's only via email that we contact them?
No, I set up like video calls.
Okay.
For screening interviews, because I think it's very important like for me to have a face and also to have like the faces, you know, but especially for them to see that I'm a real person, that I work for a company, that it's not like a scam or anything. So I always try to do a screening interview with a video call, you know. So, and this helps a lot. That helps, you know, building this relationship and this trust that is needed.
Yeah, of course. That makes total sense.
It's important to think about, because hiring and recruiting, one of the challenges also that we have to think about is about retention. And it's like, if you, like I said, the candidate experience is important from like the day you send an email, hey, can you have a video call with me, until the person is in the company. Because especially in the customer support industry, the turnover is very high.
It is.
Partner Hero is not. So it's very nice that, you know, we're proud to say that. But retention is something that us as recruiters, we also think, you know, on the experience of the candidate, because we want people to have, like, to build relationship with the company, with us, with among everyone. So, yeah, I think it's a very important thing.
Super important.
Yeah.
And I think that being able to proudly say that we have a high retention rate speaks about our branding, our efforts of how our recruitment process has improved so much from the beginning. Because I bet that ever since you got hired as a remote associate, the processes are much more clear now, and we have all sorts of tools and people that are now trained to do things right. So it speaks about the company itself and about how, in like any other startup, you learn from the process and you learn as you go.
Oh, yes.
So I bet that you still have lots to learn, and I am really looking forward to see all the amazing things you're going to get to do afterwards with recruiting, because so far you're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having me here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Gabby. We hope that you have enjoyed your stay here in Honduras. We hope to see you again sometime soon, of course.
Yes, please.
And please stay tuned for our next episode. That's all we have for today. This was Support Chatter by Partner Hero. Thanks, everyone. Until next time.
See you then.
See you.